first name is John, last name is Pishu, and my title is, I guess, farm owner.
And we're here, the Sustainable Cotton Farming Project came and did a tour here. They were able to see some stuff. Were you surprised by any of the questions that were asked?
Well, not really, because, you know, they'd never experienced anything like this before, and they were asking, you know, about how we grew things. They were very interested in the you know, chemical applications, water applications, and things like that, and seeing the harvest and everything. It's something, it's just, they're all from an urban background. I've never seen anything like this before.
Events like this and programs like this is important because it gets those people out here and yes, they can actually see it.
Very much so, because I've been involved with the SUPIMA organization, which is the organization in the U.S. that promotes extra long staple cotton. And every year they bring people out from usually the retailers to the farms so they can see what we're doing out here.
That's good exposure. How was your season? Everything work okay? Did you have any pest problems? Everything go pretty normal? Any problems?
Everything went pretty normal on our farm. We're fortunate we have a good water supply, and that's not true everywhere in California this year.
A lot of people are pulling out crops and putting in permanent crops, or pulling out some crops and putting in permanent crops. Do you see less and less cotton fields nowadays when you drive around?
Yes, right here in this area, they're putting in permanent crops about as fast as they can go in, both the almonds and pistachios. And this is new for this area because the heavy clay soils, we didn't think the permanent crops would do well. But the first people that put them in about 8, 9, 10 years ago, it's turned out well, so we're doing it, but we didn't start till a couple of years ago, and we haven't had our first harvest yet. It'll be next year.
So I heard you talking, and you run a rotation out here. You have a wide variety of things that you do. What all do you guys do?
We farm, in addition to the Pima cotton, we farm seed alfalfa, we farm processing tomatoes and onions for dehydration.
That helps you stay afloat, basically, with the prices and keeping you going and stuff like that.
Yeah, we're fortunate right now. There's a pretty good price for tomatoes and for the processing onions. And, of course, there is for the almonds, but ours are too young. We don't have any production yet. But they're limited in what you can grow because they're contract crops. And they control, you know, the acreage that can be planted. And so they're doing much better than cotton right now.
Do you guys do anything? Is this your alfalfa field right here? Do you guys do anything? I know sometimes there's concerns with cotton next to alfalfa when you basically harvest alfalfa, some of the pests can just flow out. Do you guys do anything to help that?
The alfalfa seed, the Liguus bug, which is also a bad pest in cotton. So it's more difficult to control than the alfalfa seed. And alfalfa seed being a specialty crop, you're much more limited in the chemicals that are available. The chemical companies are not going to spend a lot of money getting a chemical approved when there's not a lot of acres that they can spread the costs over, and that's a problem.